good enough. This is a sing-along. I hope you know it. It's a folk song from New Jersey. Watch out! Bless Bruce Springsteen.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios in Sparks, Nevada, we are your 2011 Reno Whores. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, co-captain, along with my good friend and wingman, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Rounding out at third is Chewy, and behind the plate turning all the knobs is Uncle Ricky.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Good evening, good evening, good morning, and afternoon, and all that Truman Show Hola. Bullshit. How are you, everyone?
Fucking great.
How about that open, dude?
Wonderful.
Dude, I hate Bruce Springsteen.
Should we explain?
I love him.
I hate Bruce Springsteen, but that song by those guys gave me the chills.
Those guys being the Firebombing.
Ding.
Yeah. Our current guests, we'd like to welcome Todd and Garrett into the studio. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Welcome aboard.
I'd just like to point out that I was really out of key when I was singing that song. We shouldn't do that song last
time. I just want to point out that I played perfectly.
I would just like to point out Bruce Springsteen may have been when he wrote the song. So it's okay.
Go to hell.
Actually, I used to own that album, so I, you know, what am I saying?
I think I still got it on cassette, and it's really not that bad.
Cassette.
No, good stuff, good stuff. The early boss is good.
I had the shirt.
You got to respect, man. You gotta respect some of that stuff, especially when he came out. He was a young man when he wrote such a big, epic song like that.
Yeah, totally. I think that the state of New Jersey was trying to make that the state song for a while.
They were, and then the whole line about suicide machines didn't work out so well.
Well, it's just. Well, it's New Jersey. Get over it.
Hey, Mr. Nick.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to thank you for commandeering the helm last week.
Oh, well, thank you very much for noticing. Thanks for listening.
I listened to it on Saturday while I was setting up for Riku's birthday party, which I'm going to get to in a little bit. But I really want to say your open was spot on.
Fucking
thank
nailed
you.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
You did pretty good. There were a bunch of times I wanted to jump through my telephone into the time machine vortex and come back and yell at you guys or play a sound effect.
Yeah.
Because really, what was that, a child xylophone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Damn, I thought that was going to be funny because it was some sort of MP3 player.
No, a little.
Literally a child xylophone.
It's had like four buttons.
Good effort. Good effort.
You know, I'm usually thinking I wish Rory would shut the hell up, and then he does, and it's not as fun as I thought it would
be. Yeah, mister, I'm so glad Rory's not here with the wind machine.
Yeah.
I would have winded you like six times last week, dude. Oh, and then, you know, what did you do? Where did you record? Oh, those big empty rooms all by yourself and some drums. Ooh. I like hitting the sticks on the skin. Give me that reverb.
Fuck you!
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
You are a shit-eating mongoloid. Fucking your mother.
I'd say out of all the shows I've ever hosted, that was probably the
that
best.
That was
pretty good.
That was the best show you've ever hosted, Nick.
Thought you guys did a great job.
No, and really, and thank you guys for standing in. It was great listening to Elephant Rifle. And if you guys are listening this week, sorry again that I wasn't here. I feel like a tool. There was one thing that Brad said that I paused the podcast and wrote it down.
Yes.
On the band name list.
Yes.
In service of the song. I don't know. He said it like four or five times. And like, man.
Oh, you just like that sentence.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, I wrote it on the band name list.
In service of the band.
In service of the song.
In service of the song.
Yeah.
Hey, it doesn't need to be more me. It's important that it's in service of the song.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it was very cool. I thought it was great conversation, very interesting, and some really great some great music from
Brad. Five times, you would have given me the wind.
Absolutely. I'm kissing Brad's ass because he's an editor and I'm a writer. Okay.
He is really cool.
Maybe next time you got diarrhea, you just show up, Rory. You just take an Imodium and deal with it. That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was also just a little stressed out last week. I'm finishing that grad program. I had a paper due.
I'm starting a new job.
My daughter turned 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, and my father-in-law was flying in town to meet her for the first time. Yeah. Let's get some dings on all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, sweetheart. I had a little bit of a nervous meltdown last week, and I had to finish some things and like not leave the house.
Well, you're saying Nick really did a good job because I was working out in Elko. You had diarrhea.
Yeah, you don't count.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you're not here enough to count this time. Yeah. I mean, next month maybe you'll see a little bit more on your paycheck next month if you show up for more hours.
I doubt that.
Okay. But yeah, so the Riku's birthday party,
that was fun.
Nick showed up early, right, and played some music for the kids.
That was my first set of the day. It was
I think while I was kids, out front, you know, with the dad drinking beer,
to be there for the kids.
How'd the kids take it?
Well, only two of them cried.
Did you play a song about the hooker
and the girl you hit with the guitar? Well, didn't hurt. But, like, walked away.
Well, yeah, after I smashed the guitar, after all I want to do is bang, bang, bang and take your money.
It's like, the classic children's song.
Hollywood skulls and bones. Come on, children. Sticks and stones, weed. Come on. They're like, no.
Did you play the Who You Been Fucking song?
Yeah, yeah. He's a crazy hooker, right?
Yeah, he's a crazy.
They were all singing along on the chorus.
Yeah.
G-W-A.
Tea? Honey, we don't talk about that in public. I don't know. That's not where it goes, honey.
I love you very much. You know that?
Be careful who you say that to, sweetheart. Aww. No, we need to get more tapes of her. We'll get in here later this week.
Yeah, we got to get her in here. Yeah.
Before her voice changes
again. But so at the birthday party, my wife and I did, I think it was probably either the dumbest thing ever or something that makes us the best parents ever. We bought Riku her very first drum set. If you're friends with me on Facebook, I do encourage you. Please go check out my Facebook links. I put the videos up there. And it's my four-year-old rocking out on her drums on her birthday party. And she's we're getting her lessons. Hell yeah.
She wants to, you know.
If anybody'd like to give her free lessons who That's actually awesome. Plays drums, contact me, please.
Let me know if they're still sitting out in like a year from now. Let me know about them drums. That's all I'm saying.
The drum. Well, I mean, dude, they're not like a real drum kit.
Oh, I know.
They're like
real,
you know,
enough.
They well, got yeah.
Toms and snare. And
she might have a band though.
Who knows? Who knows? Right?
Yeah.
Right. But
you know who was really digging on music was Bass Kid Kai.
Kai, yeah, he was digging. He was rocking out.
Was he like one or two?
Yes, I think he just turned one. Or no, excuse me, just turned two. Or is about to turn.
I think he's older than one.
He can.
He's
talk.
Older than one. Yeah. No, I was wrong with
he
that.
He can say
yeah.
more. More. Come on, you're my favorite kid. Here you go.
So yeah, that was pretty epic. We started a party at 10:30, had it with a bunch of little kids till 1 p.m. and then had nap time.
What about the cake?
It was
Did you
eaten.
Have a cake?
It was yes, we had cake and ice cake? Cream and a pinata. Uh-huh. A pinata that was taller than my daughter. Who's as big as a 7-year-old.
What kind of pinata was it? What was it, a particular?
It's one of them
characters.
Star, star.
Big giant
oh, a star?
Yeah, a big star. But the like drum center of it like was enormous. It was like 2.5 feet. And,
was
and
it
like
packed?
Huh? Yeah, yeah.
Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, it
there?
Took there were like 10 kids and it took righteous. Like 3 yeah. rotations of the kids to even get it broken a little bit. Wow. And I totally gave them a taped up broom handle. So, because now I want to play stickball with, like, get a tennis ball and just go on the street and play a little stick.
Yeah.
But my wife says that's a bad idea. But
we'll
see what happens at 2 a.m. when she's asleep.
Yeah.
Late night stickball.
Yeah, that's the best kind.
That's the safest kind.
Exactly.
When you break windows in the middle of the night, it's way better.
It's way easier to hide from because they're all asleep. Uh-huh. And you know, it takes them a second to figure out what's going on, and by then you're back in your house.
That kind of crap happens in your neighborhood all the time. Just windows get broke.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, it's the poltergeist mainly.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Wow.
Poltergeist. Puertogista.
I think maybe I need to restart this. Rick, can you play that intro? Can we edit this out?
Oh yeah.
There's no just going keep talking, Rory.
Why don't
we'll
we name
get there.
We'll name the next band Fix It in Post. That's the name of the band.
Fixed in Post.
Oh yeah. Oh okay, so all right, firebombing. You guys, you're here with us, the two of you. How many members are in your band?
Four.
Four. And what are their names?
Cody and Bob.
Bob, that name sucks. Bob's a dick.
Bob is a dick.
Yeah,
in real life.
Yeah.
Never been a dick to me.
No, you met Bob. Bob's a dick because he's standing me up. I feel. Bob, you're listening right now. I'm holding this against
you. And he'll laugh like this. I love Bob. That's why I love Bob. It's because he's a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Bob's
Cody's a dick too.
He's a hell of a good drummer.
Yeah.
Hey,
but we love
always
him.
Has been.
Been around for
I went
a while.
To high school
been
with
been
Bob.
In a, been a good,
Did you really?
Been Carson, in a couple bands of note. Just a couple.
Yeah, Zoinks.
Zoinks.
I think he played with Psychiatric Petting Zoo for a while.
You went to high school with him?
I did. Yeah. That explains a lot about Nick.
Yep, yep. We were in a jazz band together. I played trumpet. He played the drums. And he was also in Atomic Gypsy.
Let's hear more about Atomic Gypsy.
Yeah, full hair metal band, dude.
Oh, I've seen pictures. Yeah. I have totally seen pictures with the teased up and a little bit of eye makeup on.
Nick, the question is, what did they cover, Atomic Gypsy?
Well, they did like all the, you know.
Def Lab.
Glam.
Probably did some Def Lab and some, mostly like Motley Crue, you know.
Enough's enough.
Stuff like that.
Oh, I couldn't tell you exactly, it was a long time ago.
Yeah. But yeah, they were the rock kids there.
When I got to say, when I was a naive young college student learning about
Mark
punk,
Moots, too.
Learning about
he had big ass hair, too.
Punk rock in college. Because I missed the whole punk rock thing in high school. I got
punk
into
rock.
It after I was a college graduate. But I remember, like, you know, ordering zines from all over the country, and I totally read Bob Zine, like, years before I met him.
Yeah, I want to get
in Missouri.
I want to get a few copies of that just to see. Because, like, I'm a writer. Like,
yeah,
I have an
yeah.
MFA in creative writing. And
you have the MFA.
I do.
With the terminal degree.
I wasted 3 years and $50,000.
Well,
it was a good time.
I have the BA in creative. I'm getting the master's in science, higher education.
Good luck.
Yeah.
But you always look back, and the old shit is always a little scary.
Yeah.
What about you, Gary? Did you go to school?
That's why I call myself the worst poet in Reno.
For a very short period of time.
College?
Yeah.
Yeah,
did you do
too.
The two-semester plan where they put you on the warning the first, and then they throw you out
like
the second?
I went to like a half a semester in Chicago at the School of the Art Institute, which apparently is a great school for art.
Yeah.
But I was
you guys learned what
drinking.
You needed to know before you got your degree that it's kind of a waste of time. So congratulations. You got out of that without a lot of debt.
2 weeks in is a good amount of time, too, because then you didn't spend 2 years wasted. Two weeks is just fine.
Financially, a better situation.
Yep.
Ugh.
More or less in college for the last 18 years, I have a podcast.
Oh, well, so do I. Fuck it. I didn't have to go to school for that.
Exactly.
I didn't
you
even
came
go
out
to school
ahead.
It's paying the
I
bills,
didn't even finish
right?
high school. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're making millions off of this.
Just kidding, Mom.
Make sure Mom's you click all those links on the website, kids.
That's it. Stay in school. Don't take drugs.
Speaking of clicking links on the website, please click out the Grassroots Books link. Go over there and check it out. Buy a book and mention you heard about it on Worst Little Podcast. Get yourself a free book.
That's great.
That store is awesome.
You don't have to buy anything.
You can pick up a lot of awesome stuff for free and for cheap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. They've always got giant sales. Yep. They open the warehouse in the summertime.
Yep.
I've even got...
And they got VHS. They got vinyl records. They got all the old school shit. So
Grassroots Books. Check it out.
What day is today? It's August 1st. This is the July calendar. This does me no
good. But,
hey, let's give it up for July.
No,
they had some really sweet shit
They did
on.
Have a lot of great stuff. The vinyl days.
Yes.
That was great. It started at $2 and went down to a quarter in 4 days.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no. So check that out. It's, where is that? It's over on 660 East Grove Street, 828-2665. Check them out, Grassroots Books.
And speaking of July being over, no art town no more. So.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Now we get to look forward to hot August nights.
Ooh, sweet.
Do we all yell woo now?
And the rumble in the stumble or street.
Street vibrations.
Street vibrations.
Fucking
hell
fuck
yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
We're going to the desert.
Yeah. Nick will be abandoning us, dear listeners. Abandoning us.
For one show, and then I'll come
two
back.
Two shows, I thought.
Like I'm a big ass journalist or something.
Uh huh. It's going to be high.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, it might be
style.
Two. You're
yeah,
right.
The 29th and the
but
5th.
One's a holiday, so I don't know if you guys are even going to work on.
Oh, we're going to work on it.
I was planning on it. Rick?
No, it is impossible. And do you know why?
Is this work?
Why?
Because I am recording the motherfucking Shames.
That gets a ding.
We love you, Shames.
Hey, Penny.
Actually, I probably won't be here for later.
Penny lives forever in his stereo.
Yeah, they scheduled that day, and so I got that day off work.
Well,
and
that's
I can't
pretty
do the podcast
cool.
Either. And there will be Shames drums and Shames action all over this house that day. Sorry.
No problem.
Right.
That's worth it.
What day is that?
That's kind of cool.
We need to schedule that in for a visit.
Yeah, we just actually gave Cyril a
we need some
drum
more,
kit.
Well, we can give him some moral support.
Can I sit on your lawn?
Sexually.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Cyril, we're speaking of.
Oh, fuck yeah. Cyril's hot.
So, I want to hear some more music.
Is it time?
Yeah, I think it's time for more music.
Do we want to go track off the CD or do we want to go live?
Let's go track off the CD. Because literally we've never played these songs acoustically before. Oh, and it's going to be a fucking train wreck.
No, that's the way we love it. Shit, yeah. And you don't even know what songs you're playing yet, right?
No.
No.
Awesome.
There's going to be a discussion.
Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Can you give us a choice between A and B and we pick?
Be like a
so it's like you won't even know when you think you've picked it.
We'll just give you the title. No, that'll
make for
one.
Horrible radio, then.
Yeah, because we're not digging that ditch.
Since you don't even know A and B to begin with, it wouldn't really help. Track off the CD.
Okay, so which
five.
One would you like to hear?
No, three.
Is that another...
Another life.
Right on.
Another life.
Anything you want to say about this before we begin?
Yeah, we recorded this ourselves with Bobo, our drummer, doing some of the engineering work and all that kind of stuff. And, you know... Technology is fucking amazing these days because I'm not entirely displeased with the sound of it. One thing that needs to be said, though, is that Garrett, who is currently here. Hi, Garrett.
Hi.
Mr. Perfect.
He did not. Yeah.
Yep.
Mr. Exactly.
Look
exactly.
At that hair.
He did not play guitar.
He's
in this
really
one.
You've got hair like Iceman and Top
Gun. He's got product.
Was your old guitar player the tall, adorable boy?
Oh yeah, he's a lovely human being, Travis Calvert.
And he's gone.
He is gone. He chose to leave, but now
he
Garrett
hasn't
is
left
here.
The planet.
did he kill himself?
He is no longer with us. He has not passed away.
He joined a cult in the desert.
He's working on some Americana stuff himself, and I can't wait to hear it because he's a great musician. And a great guy.
Cool.
Yeah, I got to sing in Spanish on that one. It was challenging. Cause
what did you say?
It's from a Pablo Neruda poem. So
doesn't help any of us.
Fag.
Go look it up, man.
I know who Pablo Neruda is because I also wasted my time.
Didn't
on
he play
English
for
degree.
The Dodgers?
Yeah, Pablo Neruda, I think he was a second baseman for the Dodgers. Yeah.
Third baseman.
No, I thought they shot that guy in South America, dude.
Right? Well, I made a documentary about
him. He was the Coke dealer.
The Coke
right?
guy, Pablo Neruda.
Yeah. Didn't he do some paintings? Some really big paintings with like chicks with eyes on the side of their head?
Did he bang Frida Kahlo?
Yes, with her unibrow.
Thinking of Picasso.
Did he have that funny mustache?
Right.
Now I'm just running with it.
You're just trolling the water and there's no bites.
Hey.
I don't even think that guy was Mexican.
Yeah.
My friends ask me, how is Reno? I'll just play them this.
And this awkward moment brought to you by Pinky Polansky for all your punk rock needs.
The Pinky Link. PinkyPolansky.com.
Pinky.
Yeah, where is Felix?
I thank God he's not here.
We got to get him back in here soon. Though.
Eventually. I don't know about soon, but eventually.
He almost came in last week.
I know.
We called him.
I know. He told me.
Yeah.
And then he told me how he was such a jerk and just didn't. So whatever, fuck him.
Yeah,
he is a beautiful train wreck.
Fuck you, a beautiful train wreck. I love that phrase, and Felix fits it quite aptly. Yeah.
So this is probably a good time to talk about liver scars, then, because Garrett and Todd here.
I was just invited to an event that I just promoted with the R&R yesterday. But I want to hear more about this liver scars. I've heard inklings of liver scars.
Garrett's
pointing
at me, but it comes from Garrett.
Does not come from me.
You, the name is your idea?
No.
The concept.
Sounds like a pinky to me, dude.
Nick, tell them all about it.
Okay, well, these guys were jamming out with Pinky, and they had a guy playing bass, but they just weren't sure or something. I don't even know the story. I didn't check because I don't need to know.
I'm not even going to say anything. Well,
Garrett, what do you think about that? And,
close.
Dudes invited me to play with them. Felix said, "You want to play bass in a punk band?" I said,
just "Okay, I'll
the
take
Pope
over.
Wear a funny
Maybe.
Hat."
Me and Todd were playing with a drummer. Little side project. Yep. And
I touched his butt.
And
is he from a band? What band is he from?
He's not from another band. He's actually a radio guy, 104.5 Drive Time Afternoon radio host Ron Way.
Hey, and he probably knows our good friend Layla James. She's Weekends.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he hooked up with you, Garrett?
Yeah,
somehow?
Me and Todd played with him, and then we were looking for a front man. Yes.
Subtle undertones, Rory.
And Todd was playing with Felix on the side, so we all decided.
Sexually.
Oh, there is see, video. This is why
we
you need
to
tell to every
together.
Story.
Aren't you glad you're talking, Garrett?
I made 60 bucks on
that. Yeah, yeah. I do tell stories, right, Todd? I go through the woods.
He does. He takes a long fucking time.
Yep. Then we found Nick. End of story.
Yeah.
And now, what do you play?
We have 12 songs. I told you last week.
He brought his list.
It's like Dead, oh, right. Dead Boys,
Recover, the Dead Boys,
Motorhead,
Fear, Generation X.
Which Fear song are you guys playing?
So classic rock.
Misfits, Motorhead, New York Dolls. Ramones, Sham 69, and Social D. And if you want to hear which songs we do, you got to come to the show this Saturday.
Classic punk rock.
At Jub Jub's.
Because I think they're all like 20 years old. That technically makes them like kind of classic rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're old,
some
folks.
Of, well,
we're
some
old
of
gentlemen.
Are like 30 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. The late
70s
yeah. stuff.
70s stuff.
For
yeah.
sure.
You know, the so Smiths sucks. Are also a 70s band. Or excuse me, not the Smiths, the Cure.
Oh,
the
we
Cure.
Don't want to cover them, though.
You should.
Yeah, no.
Some of their older shit was pretty good.
I've got
79
the first Cure yep. record.
79?
And, I bootlegged it. Cause
all right, Japanese baby, and that's it.
Is that a song? Or?
That's not a good song to cover.
It's not a song or an album. Nick just made that up.
That's what
it's
is that?
A fantasy.
It's a person.
Nick's taking notes right now on what he just said. Potential band name 103.
Practice Japanese baby on bass.
That's rad. I do like that band name though, Japanese baby.
That'd be cool. That's not bad. Yeah. What are you, a racist band?
No, I just doesn't that have
just,
a nice.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
But I love Japanese babies. I love all babies. Babies are adorable. You know,
it's like a pink cat, a Japanese baby.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Right.
Watch it.
Ooh, how about Siamese baby?
Oh,
is that wrong?
It's really? Terrible.
Oh. Well, it depends where they attached.
Oh, no. Oh, like
yeah,
Siamese.
Can Siamese baby be singular?
Right.
Yeah. Siamese babies.
So, speaking of weird stuff, did you ever get a chance to look at that thing that our listener suggested?
Oh, yeah, man, this guy was awesome. It was a big shout out to Mike Van Houten.
Hi, Mike.
For giving
What's
us.
Mike?
Mike.
Hey. The listener of the show, the only one who responded to my what do you want to talk about listeners, and he wants to talk about this zombie movie that's based in Reno.
What?
Yeah. Who doesn't want to talk about that? They debuted.
I like zombies.
They debuted the trailer at Comic-Con at San Diego a couple weeks ago or whatever.
Not a surprise.
It's called Remains. It's called Remains, and it's from the guys who brought 30 Days of Night.
What's it about?
Zombies in Reno.
Zombies in Reno.
That's the plot.
Zombies in the Sienna.
It's a true story.
The tagline is, this town will eat you alive.
Yeah.
So it's a documentary.
I've said that for years. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, frightening.
And it's based on a graphic novel out there that's all zombies in Reno.
Wow. Well, everybody go check that out.
Yeah.
And speaking of people commenting, when we ask you questions, I think either Nick or I throw up at least one question a week, and we get a couple people who respond to
right.
us. Well, I'm going to throw this out this week. When we ask you a question, anybody who responds anywhere in the world, I will send you
a prize pack.
A prize pack. That will include stickers and love and maybe other things.
What form?
Rory may or may not show up at your
house. I did not mean that kind of love.
And give you a foot rub.
Oh, wait. That's the wrong one. That's maybe. It'll include that a love child. No. Ew. No. I mean, and then I'll get arrested as a biological terrorist.
Japanese baby, man.
You only do that because you know you get away with it because your wife don't listen to this shit. It's awesome.
Jump in a river of snot.
Oh. Ew.
Gross. No, but yeah, anybody who comments on, I don't care if it's Facebook or the website or wherever, before next week's episode, I will put stamps on an envelope and put stuff in it and send it to you.
You going to lick them?
Yeah, so you will get literally my DNA.
Awesome.
Ooh.
Some love.
Have you ever tasted Rory's DNA?
Oh, wait, no.
Would you like to? Just respond to one of our questions.
Yes.
Disgusting, revolting, indecent.
I love it.
What else do you got?
Yeah. Oh, how?
Well, that's just not right. I haven't done that in years.
And then I sat and really worked.
That, like, we're up to like five times a day.
I'm sorry.
Right. You guys are getting a little crazy now. What are we talking about?
Well, zombies. And while we're at it, while I'm like just talking to the audience here, our valued listeners, we need a wireless router. Anybody got one? We'd like to have computers in the studio.
Donations.
We have that.
Donations.
Wait, a what?
We have a wireless router. Donations.
Then what do we need?
We need a computer that works.
Yeah. Wait, when did you get a wireless router?
Like 6 months ago.
Oh, so we can...
We could have had computers in here this whole summer?
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't make the room any warmer.
I'm sorry.
You are...
kind of makes me nervous.
I thought you were our tech guy. You're supposed to keep us abreast. Abreast of these things.
You get computers in here next thing
we
you know.
We still need your donations. So
robots
send
will be hosting
money.
The show.
Scratch
we'll scratch that.
Money.
Yeah, scratch that. Just give us money and we'll say your name.
What
that's
about
right. Like the song says, give us money and we'll
send
say
us,
your name.
Send us canned goods.
particularly.
We'll take food.
Non-perishables.
Nick doesn't have a job. I have a 5-year-old.
Look, I'm going
Josh
to Burning Man.
Expecting. Yeah. We all need food. Yeah. Yeah, we'll totally.
Canned goods such as Budweiser.
Charcoal and Jameson.
And actually, if for some reason canned goods started showing up at the Dogwater Studios mailbox, we might even do like a little collection.
Sure.
Yeah.
And like throw it
for
at
the
homeless
hungry.
People from the bridge.
Us.
From the bridge.
Anything that we don't like, though, we're taking downtown and throwing it from the bridge at homeless people.
Peaches and heavy syrup.
Yeah. Catch.
From 1963.
It's only dented on one side.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. What do I got
else here? Botulism's funny.
Hey, you're speaking of you going to Burning Man.
Yes, sir.
How about the ticket shortage?
Shortage? Oh. There was no shortage. You sold out.
You buy a ticket, you get a ticket.
Oh, yeah.
How's there a shortage?
And all those people that I know out there who did not get their tickets.
They've been on sale for months.
Yeah. No, the day it happened, all these people jump on Facebook. Oh, my God, Burning Man tickets.
The sky is falling.
And they've been posting for months with all of these, oh, help me with my fundraiser, help me with my camp, help me do this. And now here it is, like, 2 weeks to go.
And they don't get to go.
They haven't bought their ticket. You have had, you went last year. You had 365 days to go.
Dude.
You know the routine.
Yeah.
So I have nothing but ridicule for everybody who didn't buy their ticket.
Is
I do
there
feel
Burning
bad.
Burning Man scalpers, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, eBay. Yeah, dude.
They're selling tickets for $1,000 a pop right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd
rather have the $1,000, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
But I've gone 15 times, so who the fuck cares, you know?
I went 5 times. I probably didn't spend $1,000. combined on my tickets.
No, dude. I mean, yeah, I spent a chunk of change, but it was a couple hundred bucks kind of thing.
Yeah, we're not counting like the 98. Food and the drugs and I didn't say that.
Well, no, we had the food and the water.
Liquor.
And booze.
Yes. Right.
And tobacco.
That's totally legal.
The tobacco. Yeah.
Yes.
Glow sticks.
Right.
A lot of glow sticks.
Spend $200 in glow
orange
sticks
juice.
Alone.
A lot of orange juice.
Yeah. Let's have a little medication, all right?
I actually went out there the first time, and about 3 days in, I was peeing orange juice.
Happens to
the
best
it looked
of us.
Like orange juice.
Was it a screwdriver?
At least you weren't pooping it.
Yeah, I might
have. Maybe a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody
no,
was.
Lucky for me, when I go out camping situations, I tend to kind of clamp up and...
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like
not let.
I
that
was out
happen.
Here a whole week.
Yeah, you
I wish everybody was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a baked potato poop too. It's just
oh no, you could like probably pick it up and kill a small dog with it. It's so dense. Yeah.
Not everybody's like that though. If you've been there, you never mind.
Oh yeah. Oh, some of the public waste evacuation areas are wow. I didn't know you could get burritos and corn in the desert.
Yeah, no shit. You eat all kinds of crazy shit out there.
You can.
You could just, you bring microwaves. I saw ice cream truck out there 1 year.
Yeah.
With cold ice cream. It was awesome.
Yeah. Is that snow cones?
It was a mirage.
That would be awesome.
It was good, man.
But yeah, I laugh at anybody who hasn't already gotten your ticket. And don't spend the money on a scalper. Stay here in town and enjoy all the wonderful things happening.
Rib cook-off.
In Reno. Yeah, the rib cook-off
that's
is always excellent.
Save that money and send it to dog water.
That's
right. And the firebombing and liver scars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Liver scars, is that a one-off? Or are you going to do
the liver scars
is a real band?
It's a band.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, cool.
We're not just going to play and fold. We're going to play out, right?
Well, yeah, because a bunch of you guys have done that for these, these punk rock cover shows and stuff.
Shit. Yeah, it's fun. Like, the Firebomb, I played as the Clash. We played as Joy Division last year for Halloween. Yeah.
The cover you guys did of the Joy Division song here at the party was pretty good.
That's what we try to do. Yeah. We'd like to let Cody sing a little bit. Cody, the bass player.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. See, he looks kind of like Ian Curtis, so as long as he doesn't seize up on us,
he's got epilepsy?
Oh, well, speaking of music, I say...
More firebombing.
Let's have a live track, please.
Live music. Yes, you should have done it earlier when you weren't as hot and exhausted.
Yeah, these guitars are in no way in tune right now, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They've expanded.
Should we make that happen? Or I love the tuning song.
It's as wet as the folds.
Sounds pretty good.
That's punk rock.
It's as wet as in between the folds of a cook in Louisiana.
Ew.
I don't get the reference.
Little fat people sweat a lot in the swamps.
A little less yeast than that, Rory.
Now we just have to decide.
Yeah, what are we going to play? You want to do
Yes.
Can't Repent?
Yep.
Yeah, it's funny. I was raised as a Catholic until the age of 13.
Hey, how you doing?
My mom and I had the agreement I would get confirmed and I would never go to church again. And I have...
That's a good deal.
Never
that
was
bad. Up to yeah.
So there's a lot of Catholic imagery in my songs.
I was able to bail out. My sister had to do it 2 years before me, and I said, fuck you.
Suckered into being an altar boy until I was 17. So.
Suckered in, you
so
say?
So to speak.
Hey.
No, I felt really left out. Nobody ever touched me.
It's not a personal judgment, really.
Really, Father Valentine, it's okay.
It hurt my self-esteem when I wasn't
molested. We can go into the
woods
together. I'd love to go to the turkey shoot.
Spaghetti feed. All right. Seriously, we've never done this before, so my singing is going to be a train wreck because I yell.
That's what the altar boy said.
I'm going to try not to yell.
Yeah,
that's what he says every time. He's a fucking liar. All right. You ready, Donovan?
Yes.
You got your EQ set?
Yes.
Promise on the world the most. Can't stop thinking about them old goals. Dark at night, shit tough for making right. Darkness on the edge, darkness, the edge of sleep. Keep on, keep on running to another life. Keep on, keep on running to another life. Keep on, keep on running to another life. myself another lie. Got that five stones in my head. Don't mean shit cause I can't repent. I don't mean I ain't fucking trying. Darkness on the edge. Darkness on the edges. Keep on running to another life. Keep on running to another life. Keep on running to another life. When you find that nothing works, tell yourself another lie. Keep on running to another life. Keep on running to another life. Keep on running to another life. When you find that nothing works, tell yourself another lie.
Woo!
That song brought to you by Stingray Tattoo. Check them out at stingraytattoo.net. Gift certificates available for 18th birthdays, Burning Man tattoos, or simply just cause. Stingray Tattoo, 902 South Wells.
Stingray.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys.
Those guys are awesome. Have you ever been in that shop?
No, I've yet to get a tattoo in Reno, and I need
really?
I need to get, because all my shit was done back east.
Go check them out, definitely, Raphael. They've got an online portfolio at stingray.net, stingraytattoo.net. So you can check out, you know, what the guys who are there, what kind of stuff they
and
do.
Make sure it's actually
yeah.
good.
Oh, yeah, well, so good. And right here on my arm, this is Aaron.
They're good.
Aaron's
pretty
good.
You got the Fallout
good. Guy. Yes, yes,
it's
the
all
Fallout
video games.
Guy.
I was noticing the motif earlier.
Thank you.
You got
Thank
a
you.
Link.
We're still
you got
working on
some
it.
Tetris. You got a crowbar from Half-Life.
See the man pegs.
I'm right there
boy.
With you.
You play your games. You know your games.
I do. Yeah. I do. I like to imagine myself in a world that isn't this one, because this one's not that great.
Right. This one just, the graphics aren't as good.
I'm looking for at least like 1600 by 12, and I'm just not seeing it.
And where is my unlimited ammunition?
Anybody got one of those wind things?
Oh, yeah. There we go. I'll win myself.
So video games, man. And then when you
it's
get to the
cool, right?
when you get to the final level of Link and you have to fight Ganon and you swing it like a baseball bat. Ganon.
We'll talk about that.
Ganondorf.
Rich Ganon was a badass motherfucker.
Oh, was well, he a quarterback?
He's a quarterback for the Raiders.
Yeah, here I thought he was some sort of MMA or
you yeah, he played
fighter.
For the Chiefs for a while, too, but he was really the man with the Raiders.
Football.
Except for that time in the Super Bowl where he threw five interceptions. That was fucking bummed.
I remember that one.
Actually, I am looking forward to football here. I for the first time in my life, you guys remember, I kind of got into the Super Bowl
Are they
earlier
having
this,
it this year.
Yeah, no, it's back on.
Oh, okay,
it's
good.
Totally back on.
You know, Randy Moss retired today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, said he did.
He's
know.
A name I've heard of. He runs and catches the ball.
Very good receiver. He's very
All
good.
Right, see, I was right.
Kind
hey,
of a dick.
Ding to me. I haven't paid attention to football since 1983, and now I'm getting into it again.
Well, You don't meet a lot of black guys named Randy. I guess you do.
You do
Randy
so.
Jackson and stuff. I forgot.
Randy Pendergrass.
See, Nick, I think the problem is you live in Reno, and kind of you just don't meet a lot of black guys.
I guess.
I grown up in the Midwest in St. Louis. There's a diverse ethnic population that's a little more newspaper-like than out
just
here.
Just Randy distracts
out
me
here,
like,
out here, the racial...
Hey, man, I'm Randy, man.
out here, you know? The racial makeup is more like aged parchment because it's all browns and yellows. And back in the Midwest in St. Louis, it's more like newsprint because it's black and white.
Oh,
wow.
Watch it.
What do you do with all the Asians?
Metaphor here.
Huh?
What do you do with all the Asians?
They're on the West Coast with the yellow and brown.
Oh, they just come over here.
The yellow and brown. Like
That's
yeah.
cool.
There's a horrible analogy. I'm sorry.
Can we fix that in post?
What about
yeah, fix that in post. Hey.
Delete.
What about the Samoans, dude? Where did they go?
Hawaii.
Man.
We have a fair share. Like, fair share of this
Pacific
here.
Is,
actually,
certainly.
Again, I'm going to say the West Coast.
The Great North.
They don't want them in the Northeast, and they don't want them in the South. So they just stay out here on this side of the Rockies.
No,
this is getting to be an awful political conversation that's going to have to be excised entirely.
Yeah, no, I'm just making this all up, too. This is a fantasy world of bigotry that I see around me, but I do not participate in, because I accept and love all my brothers and sisters of various races.
Me too.
And genders and...
Fuck that shit, dude. Yeah. I'm Mexican.
And numbers of
we
nipples.
We have to. We're like... midgets. Told when we're little, there you can't be
little
racist
people.
Cause you're
excuse
Mexican,
me.
Dude.
Speaking of midgets, I saw midget wrestling last Friday.
Oh, really? How
that
was that
here in town, right?
Oh. I love the midget wrestling.
Hey, they prefer to be called little people.
It was called extreme
midget wrestling. When they're wrestling, they're midgets.
I saw that in the paper. Was that pretty fun or what?
It was fucking amazing.
Don't say the M word, dude.
Oh, it was fun after 2 hours.
Mentally retarded?
Waiting for it.
Yeah, they were trying to huck their shit for a long time. Come up here and buy your shirts. We'll all autograph it. We just wanted to see midget blood. Let's be honest.
Before they even wrestled,
eventually
they
delivered.
Tried to sell their shit. Awesome.
Was it fun?
It was a lot of fun.
Like, was it high flying? Were they doing flips?
Yeah, there was all kinds of a lot of.
I guess for high flying, we're talking like what they got like 6 feet.
They had a step ladder. I'm not going to lie. Literally a step ladder.
That's awesome.
And
they should put them on trampolines.
Step ladder match. They're hitting each other with trash cans, regular sized trash cans.
Oh, not like the little bathroom ones.
Would they just put it over them? No, they're the wrestling trash cans. They're shiny and brand new, and they crumple really easy.
They're made of cheap tin or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But still,
it was a good time. And I think the best part was there was a woman in front of me who was. I'm going deep here in nerd territory, but my friends back east will recognize this.
Was it teeth missing?
No, this chick was called a smark. It's a smart market. Somebody who like knows, like obviously it's fake, but like you know the terminology. And she's screaming at these midgets, "You missed your fucking bump! You missed your fucking bump!" When
gotcha.
Like the one guy tried to kick the other.
Harping on his technicality.
The armchair quarterback, kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and the midgets eventually stood on the top rope and screamed, "Fuck you!"
Yeah. And that was that. Hey, and let's give it up for those guys. Tell
best
her
part
to
of the
get
night,
off.
Right there. But yeah, great. And whenever you can pay money to see midgets beat the shit out of each other,
say fuck you.
Recommend
really,
it.
Whenever you can pay good money to see anybody beat the crap out of each other and it's legal,
it's fun, it is kind
of worth it. But
good job.
But when it's not an average guy, like back in the day, the Andy Kaufman fighting women,
that was
great. Yeah. Midgets wrestling,
fucking midgets.
I paid fifteen bucks and left.
But I mean,
that's how good that was.
Bum fights. Who watched it back when it was on? Yeah, it was awesome
for about a minute, and then like the dark self-deprecation just starts creeping in.
Oh Jesus, these guys are really just fighting for cash.
Get to see the real Las Vegas in that movie. Like the real.
Definitely.
It's not like the Las Vegas from the movies.
Definitely. Yeah. Or Aaron Lionheart.
Yeah. So that was in Scotland, right?
No. Lionheart with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson, yeah.
No. No, the pit fighting and he like escapes
that
from the French
was,
Foreign Legion. No, that's
that was in
that's
Vegas?
Bloodsport.
Yeah, it's Bloodsport.
No, but there was there was Lionheart where he like rose the ranks of
like fights England.
Isn't that a Disney movie?
It's animated.
I hate you, Chewie. Go back to your mine.
Dude, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Really?
Lisa Bonet and Mickey
Cyborg. Dude, I love Jean-Claude Van Damme. You've been Van Damme'd, boy.
We're getting off on a dark path here.
Rick, anything from Rick? Maybe some quiz music.
Ooh.
Hey. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is the worst little quiz in the world.
You know what Rick's doing back there? While you're talking about all this shit he's just talking.
No, Rick can't get it up when he hears my voice anymore.
Oh, okay.
Anymore.
He's being awfully quiet back there.
He's praying.
Sorry.
Hands and knees. Front or back? There is no correct answer to this question, gentlemen. Front or back?
Back.
Back. You're now going to answer a series of questions that I've made up randomly. Do you have any tattoos? Well, we've already established this with you, Todd. You got a couple sleeves, the chest. Okay.
What's that say? Wild to be wreckage forever. It's a line from a poem.
A poem.
Poem.
Pablo Escobar.
You're one of them edumacated art faggeries, huh?
Yeah. Totally. I'm totally gay for art.
I get a hard-on around art.
Garrett?
Wow.
I have a Tweety Bird on my scrotum.
Really?
Hurt like hell.
I put it there.
Wow. Oh, wow. All right.
Fix and post.
I never thought a guy could earn this many points in this quiz, but that's
Garrett's
like
Tweety scrotum Tweety Bird tattoo.
Dude, I don't believe that.
Can you make him flap his wings?
Drawn by Todd.
That's the point. Is there any way we can confirm this?
That's a lot of points.
Do you have any?
I got a good idea.
Any,
get your hands off, Donovan.
Yeah, I bet Rick's got a great idea.
Like iPhone pictures are acceptable as well. Anything floating around on the internet also acceptable. All right. Confess.
Moving on.
Yes.
Yes. Moving on, Catholic boys. Confess a sin. Garrett.
Is this a yes or no? No. Or true or false?
Confess a sin.
Oh.
Why are you looking at me so intently?
Have you guys sinned together?
I've coveted that neighbor's wife. As a matter of fact,
coveting thy neighbor's wife. Oh, yes. That definitely counts
coveted the
as
shit out of her.
Coveting.
Yeah. I coveted her with my penis.
Covered her all over her face.
Fix and post.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Oh, yeah, you're scoring points.
It's the internet.
Yeah.
It's the internet.
That's some big points over here for a guy who doesn't say much.
That's probably why he doesn't say much, dude.
Right?
He's got a lot to say.
Keep your mouth shut. Todd, confess us in.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And be as specific or as vague as you like.
Give me a subject. Give me one of the venial sins.
I don't remember, man. I've done a lot of stuff since then.
A lot of macrame.
Macrame, yeah.
That's a sin.
By myself? Look, my hands are spicy. It's all good. No, hey, just think of a sin. Think of your best sin, the funniest story that goes with something. Give me something to work with here.
I've done a lot of shit that I'm not proud of.
That's the thing, is trying to sort out which one would be the best one to tell everybody.
You know, and I'm thinking of all my friends who are going to listen to this, and I could be as vague as possible, and they'd still know who I was talking about.
Yeah, you're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They listen on the East Coast.
The internet. The internet does stretch the entire
all the way out, all the way over to the
East Coast, Mississippi.
And thank you for listening, brand new listeners.
Yeah,
I'll turn some DC
South
people.
Dakota.
Yeah, right.
I'm South honestly Dakota. Racking my mind,
Uncle Ed.
I'll say it was lust.
You lusted in your heart?
No, I lusted with my with my bodily organs. I remember it was the only time in my life I've ever cheated on a girlfriend. But I was dating this art fag girl. And
were you married?
Named Bruce?
No, I was not married. I was not named married at the time.
I don't know. We kind of decided cheating on a girlfriend not quite a sin.
Yeah, you
well,
tell her that.
I mean, no.
Yeah, there's,
how long did you go out with her?
I was going out with her for like 3 or 4 months, and then I met another girl. Oh, come on. There was a fist fight outside of my bedroom door over me while I hid in my room because the one girl was over at my house.
Wait, chicks were in a fist fight?
Chicks, hiding in chicks. Your
I think the sin is that you love that.
Yeah. Oh, it was awesome. I was listening to it. But I definitely locked the door and hid in my room while the two girls had it out in the hallway. Yeah. And thankfully, the better looking one remained.
Yeah.
So, that sounds shallow, but
girls' dreams can come true.
His is way better.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah. She's got way better
Todd,
stories.
It just
than
sounds
me.
Shallow.
How often do you masturbate?
My girlfriend lives on the East Coast, so we're looking at 5 to 7 a week. I'm just going
to
be
okay,
honest.
Okay, 5 to 7. Fair enough. Hey, I'm married. Not in the same range.
That's a healthy answer too. Girlfriend here or not?
You gotta keep it busy.
G-Man, G-Dog.
That's right.
My answer to this question is always, I play with the damn thing all the time, but it never goes off. I just play with it.
Wow.
That's
the best part. So you leave that till you're
special
not by yourself.
No wonder you rip on the guitar so bad, dude. You
he's got a lot busy of things.
I need to do something. Blind or deaf, Garrett?
Yes.
Oh. No, not sexual preference, but...
Yes, please.
Todd?
I'm going to go blind.
Blind rather than deaf? Okay, all right. That's a pretty subjective one.
Is he your first blind?
No.
Go back through the tapes.
I think I went blind.
Sir, that's on a previous podcast. You can listen to it later.
Okay.
How was your stool today?
Reasonably solid, and I was proud of myself.
All right. Good to know. Good. Yeah, there's some points for you on that.
Just for curiosity, how was yours today, Chewbacca?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Okay. It's a jet of hot
it was
liquid.
Really bad yesterday.
Hey, Garrett, how was your stool?
Soft serve.
Not the best morning.
Mine was more like melted soft serve.
I don't think he's ever had a best morning.
Have you ever tasted your own DNA? And by DNA, I don't mean sweat.
No.
No? Number three.
You know, it was never intended as such, but, you know, you kiss after things happen.
All right. I'm all right.
No ball.
Point.
There's points.
Wait, whoops. Points for
it's disgusting,
honesty.
But there's points.
You're such a romantic.
Yeah, I'm something all right.
Oh, baby.
Was it salty?
Where did you lose your virginity, Todd?
In my grandmother's bed when she was out of town.
Ooh. Nice. That's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
That's almost a sin. But not quite.
Garrett, yourself.
It was in a dorm room while my friend and his girlfriend slept below us, and we were in a bunk bed.
Right, right. Now, were they awake or asleep? Like, were they also doing it?
I think they were asleep.
Okay.
But I have no idea.
They're totally awake.
Yeah.
Well, at least the guy was with raging heart on frozen because he wasn't sure how she'd react.
The chick's passed out.
And it was awesome, too, because I was in high school and she was in college.
Ooh, that's a nice
3 years older than me.
That puts a couple more points on it.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we'll get to this, too. And, color, make, and model of your current pair of underpants. This is much sexier when there are girls in the room.
Yeah, we're not working
this
with much
is,
here.
Black.
I disagree.
Boxer brief jockeys.
Rick will listen to this segment over
again,
and over.
I've got the white boxer briefs by Hanes, the only
Hanes?
Company I trust.
Nice choice, man.
Hey.
Typical tidy whities.
You can buy it in Sears.
All right, and I think yes, we've come to our last question of the quiz: Manscaped or au naturel?
Totally Manscaped.
Manscaped all around. All right. Yeah. Even score there. But I'm just going to go ahead and go. Garrett wins.
Totally.
With a combined score of over 1,400 points. You're somewhere in the 500 variety. So not bad.
It's a pretty tame life.
It's like an SIT,
I like it that
SAT
way.
Grayscale.
Yeah. And it's also, well, completely subjective.
All right.
Yeah. I like his answers best.
I agree.
I didn't know it was a contest. I thought they were in it together. Can they just put their points together?
Win? Oh, well, gosh, if they're together,
what's
that's
the fire
monster.
Bombing total?
2 grand. 2 grand.
2,000
yeah.
points.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking high.
Congratulations.
Higher than Layla?
Higher than Layla.
That's why you're in the band,
you
Garrett.
Beat Dave Richards by some like 1,950 points.
When didn't Jackson only get like 3?
Yeah.
He wasn't even trying.
Yeah. Spike picked him up with a little bit.
Yeah, Jackson
like
didn't say a whole lot, which is why we didn't expect you to earn a lot of points with your quiet old
he's
dirty, been, dirty self. You're a
he's
bad
been drinking.
Boy.
Yeah. Get a few lights in me.
There's the trick, ladies. Get a couple drinks in him.
There's a few ladies in town that already know that trick.
Are you enjoying the bachelorhood?
Yes.
Or are you shacked up?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
Yes, yes, and yes.
So having your cake and eating it too.
Ooh.
Having two cakes and eating
his
it.
His love
at
life
once.
Is a fucking train wreck. And
having
I'm his roommate,
her,
so I get to hear all about
having
it.
Her pie and I don't know.
Right.
So that sounds like fun. Are you also in the land of single?
No. I have a long distance girlfriend.
Oh,
she's up
right.
in the Greater
right.
Niagara Falls area. Actually, almost true.
Dude, that really sounds like, I have a girlfriend. She lives
it's
in New
like
York.
Weird
you've
science
never met her.
Shit.
Yeah, it's one of those
you
get, old
you
John
never,
Hughes
movies. She doesn't go to school around here. You never
on
J-Date.
You don't know her.
Yeah, I told a lot of people that when I was in high school, too.
The other one.
Oh, I think Rick's I got
in.
Rick's
breakfast
insinuation there. That maybe the lady doth protest too much about her attraction to girls, maybe.
I was feeling very gay last night.
Oh, Jesus. So what's going on coming up here in the future? Do you guys have a show?
We have a show September 10th, I believe. It's a Saturday. It's an autism benefit down at Victorian Square in Sparks.
Very cool, yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Ding. Because my older brother is actually autistic.
Well,
so,
there you go. I have a cousin
who
is
right there
well.
In the heart.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun. A lot of good bands supposed to be there. And, September 10th. Look for more details on our Facebook page.
And then we got the Liver Scar Show. When's that?
Saturday.
This Saturday. Jub's Thirst Parlor. We're playing with Voted Best Band, which is rad. They're going to do punk rock karaoke.
Oh, yeah. This is the Voted Best Camp fundraiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's punk rock on the plaid. They bring like a half pipe out.
Yeah, I camped next to them 1 year. It was loud.
These kids really party cool.
24
hard.
Hours a day yeah. with a skate ramp and everything.
Where
they're pretty
awesome.
Where
are they going to put a half pipe?
In the desert?
Right there in their, put it right there right in their camp. It's a big half pipe.
It's fucking rad.
It's amazing. Skating in the desert.
And what day is that?
That's this Saturday, August 6th.
Okay, okay.
And this band from Campbell, California, Vacant Churches, is coming.
Right.
And they're supposed to be really good. Pinky Polansky hooked that up. Or Felix hooked
that
up. Then the Riptide Bandits.
Yeah.
Awesome sir.
Awesome guys.
Yeah. Love and them. And then the Liver Scars is me, Todd and
Very
Garrett,
cool.
and the drummer Ray.
Ron.
Well, and,
Ron,
known Felix.
And then Felix on lead vocals, so.
Cool.
It's pretty fat.
The one that I know that's coming, next Tuesday? Next Monday. Next Monday, the 8th, whatever that is. Yeah, that's the 8th. After this show, I'm hopefully going to take the wife over to the alley for catch a little bowling for soup.
Oh, that's
Got
cool.
that happening next week, so I figured I'd mention it now since.
Yeah, I've only heard them a couple times.
You know, it's fun pop mall punk stuff.
Yeah, they're from kind of back in the day.
My wife really loves them, and I like them enough to want to take her to their show and not have a horrible time. But they're no Screeching Weasel. Sorry, guys.
They are no Screeching
Weasel. Because I know.
What about Ben Weasel punching some chicks?
Oh, at South by Southwest?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I
what
saw the video of that. Kind of funny, kind of not surprising, because Ben's just a giant dick.
This
and
is
always
true.
Has been. Like, Ben Weasel is a dick. That's his shtick. Like, that was his column, his podcast. He's
oh,
a
yeah,
dick,
yeah.
you know? On the other hand, though, I kind of could see why he was getting so frustrated.
Well, he put up, I think it was a Twitter post right before they even tried to play, and he was like, fuck this is bullshit,
yeah,
blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. So he's already in a poor
right.
mood.
Well, yeah, so he
and
kinda...
then you throw ice at the guy.
Oh, ice.
What's going to happen?
Ice on you in Austin, Texas in the summertime.
and a rock show. Ooh. I mean, it's not like it was a full bottle of water or something.
That you could use.
That, I mean, somebody throws a full bottle of water, like, capped at, you know, that's like throwing a brick. Okay,
yeah.
I could see
well,
getting mad
brick's
about
a little
that.
Bit harder.
Oh. No, dude, when the water has no place to go,
I know,
it'll
I know it's hard,
bone.
Yeah, but I still think a brick is harder.
I broke my foot kicking a bottle of
that's
water.
That's lame. It is lame.
Yeah. yeah.
It's very dense.
I water. Thought it was empty. It was on a parking lot. I was wearing sandals. It was a bad idea. and I just
such a weird sounds instant like decision. I'm going to kick that.
Yeah, and I know, and I like,
why?
I ran up to it from like 10
yeah,
feet away.
Kickball style.
It's going to
be
right.
fun.
Let's go.
It wasn't.
And no, it would no. I crushed like three of my toes. like yeah,
I
had to walk around in like one of the boots for a couple months.
There's no reason to throw stuff at people.
No, not if you're a fucking grown up, dude. You
true
know,
that,
and
especially
if you're
fists
a stupid
at
ass
girls.
Little kid,
yeah.
There's really never much shit. Of a reason to throw fists at girls, unless
no, absolutely not.
Unless they're a tweaker with a knife, then it's okay.
Then it's
what if it's your mom that's a tweaker with a knife, though?
Well,
that's even better.
She might need to just be go
she
to sleep.
She might need to be thrown down the stairs.
right. Yeah, she might just need to go to sleep, Mike Tyson style.
Take a nap, Mom.
That's how you guys handle it in Nevada, huh?
I got a show coming up.
Yeah? What's your
just
show?
To get off the beating up your mom.
It was going so well.
This Friday at the Foxy Olive, Hella Acapella with Eric Foreman for his first Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
Show.
Yeah, very cool.
So that'll be fun.
Where is the Foxy Olive?
It's about a block away from Jub Jub's
especially
on Mill Street.
In the Lake Mill Lodge.
Or right across from the Siena, like Catty Corner.
Right by, yeah, by the National Auto Museum.
Yeah. Yeah, right over there.
All right.
It's a fun part of town. But that's a great little bar. You should go check it out if you haven't ever been in there.
Fun.
Well, I recommend the bathroom because it's got a shitload of stencil art in there. Everything like Marilyn Monroe, Boba Fett, James
totally.
Bond. Obi-Wan Kenobi, but like the young one.
And a hole in the ground to use.
Yeah.
But the stencils are really what appeal to you.
Stencils
Nick.
Is awesome because I like to poop where there's lots of art around and I could like take my time and look at everything and go, wow, this is awesome. And, you know, and then I'm all done. I'm all, oh, hi, nice. Nice rattlesnake, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm all done. Wash my hands up, go back and drink. It's great.
And then also next Wednesday, let's see, what do I got here? Voice of Addiction, Machine Gun Vendetta, The Reagan Years, Los Pistoleros are all playing at Jub Jub's, and that should be a pretty bitchin'
Absolutely.
Show.
Next Wednesday?
Yeah, that's going to be on, was that Wednesday the 10th?
Yeah, that's
so. Yeah, I thought I'd get that out here now because we might not get the show out.
All right.
Okay.
Next
cool.
week well, in that time. So yeah.
Got a.
That's good. Looking forward.
Yeah.
Are we trying to push out of here, or do we get to hear one more live song?
Oh, I think one more live song. Right. Just we're just kind of covering the.
Or
oh wait, oh man, they are not
oh,
looking happy
better.
At this.
So let's
sweaty.
Make them do it.
I'm
Come
so
on.
Sweaty. This is what the listeners don't know.
Garrett looks like he's a workhorse, man. He's ready to just go to work, play some music.
Oh, the listeners know.
Todd,
we bitch about it every show.
Todd looks so sad.
One thing, Rory, real quick. 6 degrees in here. Yeah. I'm just a pale, frail flower of a thing. Yeah. Hey, Rory.
You're almost a ginger, aren't you?
Do you have Dirty Spelling Bee coming up?
Oh, yeah, the Dirty Spelling Bee this coming Friday at Jub Jub's. I and my wife, lovely wife Cheyenne, host a spelling bee consisting only of dirty words.
F-U-C-K.
Is Cunnilingus a
dirty word?
C-U-N-T. Yes, that is in our list. So are words like isthmus.
Vaginitis.
That's a dirty, dirty
because
word.
It's made of dirt, yeah.
Scab.
And you can compete for fabulous prizes. Scab.
That's a level one word.
Puss.
Fester.
Wow.
That was a pop. What was that?
I know. Sorry, guys. That was my fault.
What did I do? I'm just sitting here.
Chewy farted.
I'm blaming
it's okay.
on you.
Did the door
Scab.
Close?
All right. I don't know what it was. That's what I said.
All right, at any rate, let's get to this song.
What do you want to do, Donovan? Do you want to do a firebombing song or do you want to do something else?
Who's I thought Donovan
his
was...
His last name is Donovan.
Pick it, I play.
Let's get those two first names.
You didn't
name.
Look like my favorite hero from Tiger Beat magazine, Donovan.
Do you guys know Eye of the Tiger?
Yeah, I was going for that.
I don't even know if it's an E.
That's Barracuda, I think.
And 17 other songs from the same time period. Do you want to do Down Home Girl? Just do something completely ridiculous?
Sure.
And
but that means you don't play.
That's right. That's right. But I got to sing soft, which is difficult for me. So Garrett and I are in this other thing that we're doing, just the two of us, called The Grit and the Gravel, which is more of like a folk Americana kind of thing. And this is like an old 1936 blues song. Well, I swear your perfume, babe, is made out of turnip greens. And every time I kiss you, girl, it tastes like pork and beans. Even though you're wearing those uptown high heels, I can tell from your giant step you've been walking through the cotton fields. No, you're so down. Time you monkey child, it takes my breath away. And every time you move like that, girl, I got to get down and pray. Even though that dress you're wearing's made out of fiberglass, every time you move like that, girl, I got to go to Sunday mass. So, you're so down home. Second line with an
umbrella in your hand. I'm gonna take you to the mighty river and push you in, so I can watch the water roll on down your velvet skin. So, yes, so down home, girl.
Wow.
That's punk rock, right?
That is awesome.
OG.
That one's making the CD. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. That's a good choice.
Got a couple of guys in here, one with a tattoo on a Tweety Bird on his scrotum, playing old blues music. What the fuck is that?
So Mayor may not have.
That's a good Saturday night in my book.
His wife's face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hot. Who wants to be done with the show?
All right. Hey, I just want to recommend a couple things.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Josh Speaks. Listen to the Chewy.
It's August. Summer's going to be over soon. I recommend getting up to Lake Tahoe as soon as you can and swimming.
Yeah.
It's about
it's
perfect.
Now.
I went there yesterday.
It's swimmable
gorgeous.
Now. Yeah. Yeah.
And also, the Aces have 20 more home games. I think you should get out and see some baseball before they're done.
Damn
so.
Skippy.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That's it.
Awesome.
Enjoy.
Hey, I want to welcome you back, man. We missed
Thanks
you last
lot.
Couple weeks.
Yep.
But you're going away again.
I'm going away again.
Yeah, so you're not
going
to be here next week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Already?
Well, I got to make money.
Yeah. Baby on the
got
way.
Got a baby on the way, and I got...
What? Sorry. Nick's just bitter because we have jobs.
Oh, I have jobs.
My bad. If you need, there's apprenticeships opening up pretty soon in the Bricklayers Union if you're really interested, but I don't know if you could cut it.
That sounds like actual work.
Look at me, dude.
What do you think? Look at his lily soft hand. Oh, we never even got into the dog biting your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Nick got his hand bit by a dog.
Fuck that dog.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Some dog was saying hi to my dog, and then they said hi, and then they said fuck you, and they started to fight. And my dog's just a little 1 year old dog.
Yeah,
and
the one
my
that
little
got
Debbie
lost.
That got ran away. Yeah. Anyway, I yanked her up with her leash on her harness, which was smart.
Yeah, get her out of
put her on a harness, not on her neck thing, so she doesn't wow when you yank her. Spring straight up, yanked her into my arm. One arm, she hung to me like a panda bear or a koala bear.
Marsupial.
And that other dog jumped, the other dog launched towards me, and it pulled this poor man who's about in his 60s, just pulled him to the ground, and he fell on his ass, and I got fucking chomped on by this dog, so I'm like holding this. My dog had just took a shit too, so I had a bag of fucking shit in my hand. I'm gonna cut up my dog up on my shoulder. My hand's all fucking bleeding. I'm like, you okay, man?
To the old guy who just got knocked down. Yeah.
I tried to help you up, but I'm trying to keep my dog away from your dog. And
I have shit and blood
could
in my hands.
Could have smashed that bag of shit on his head.
Yeah. I felt bad for him once he hit the ground. I was like, I'm not going to be mad at you or nothing, dude.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
your fault.
Out of his
except
control.
Except for that he did have like this rope extended on his leash, which was way too long for that to big dog.
Well, then they can get the jerk in.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I got Dogmata in one hand.
Dogmata.
The mark.
So that's my fun story of the week as far as
dog problems.
That shit goes. I mean, and then the shows were awesome this weekend. But
oh, yeah. And the Gunner's Daughter and Present show was awesome.
Yeah, that was good.
You guys all kicked ass. So
more of that coming up soon.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, the 17th, we'll be doing the same show, Walk of Shame, Gunner's Daughter, and Present at Jub Jub's. It's a Friday this time. The 19th. August 19th. Jobs for that.
Quick firebombing website.
Firebombing.com. Look for us on Facebook. Facebook's the best because I get a few in me and just start posting ridiculous shit, which is
that's part of the
or
no. And
terrifying.
Yeah, you are fun both personally and as a band to follow because of that.
Well, I do what I can. I get on tangents and
thought provoking tangents quite often thought provoking. All right. Well, anyway, thank you guys for being here on the show.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Kick
thank
Bob you. In the ass because Bob's a dick. That's something we should all take away from this show.
He'll be so proud to hear.
What was the band name? Gypsy.
Atomic Gypsy.
Atomic Gypsy.
I believe Bob played in Psychiatric Petting Zoo too, which is one of my favorite bands.
Oh,
yeah. Psychiatric Petting Zoo.
That was
you guys have to remember that.
Pete Tiffany too, right?
Yeah, there's several people in that.
I think the next band. We actually have a band meeting on Wednesday where we're talking about recording, and all of this is going to come up.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, probably this podcast will be up by Wednesday afternoon. To any luck,
fantastic.
Any luck. All right, so once again, ladies and gentlemen, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. For Mr. Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Rick Spagnola, Stingray Tattoo, Dogwater Studios, Jub Jubs, Grassroots, and your mom. We love you. Thanks for listening, and good night.
Especially ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Dogwater.
Rub a few drops on your face. Now rub it on the tender part of your neck.
Studios.
Soothing, isn't it?